This morning, in just a few minutes, I'll be guiding you during our sit together to share with you the next phase of the instructions we'll be offering to you. And just a reminder, again, it's just one task that you have to do, is just to be the door person, just to notice the guests that are coming through with this ease. And yesterday morning, Joanna began with this first foundation of mindfulness, this mindfulness of the body, which I'll continue with this morning, giving you some instructions or ways of entering into our bodily experience, which will include the breath. And if the breath doesn't work for you, you can substitute, you know, simply the body sitting or the activity of hearing. When I share with you instructions around mindfulness of the body, both during the meditation and afterwards, it doesn't mean that we're trying to ignore other aspects of your experience or to ignore the other guests that are coming through the door. It's just we're placing a little bit more emphasis on that to allow the mind to collect a little bit. But again, your job's the same. Whatever guest comes through, whether it be an emotion or a thought, your job is the same, to notice it, to kind of have that sense of greeting it, where you're not pushing it away or going to the bar or restaurant with it. And if the mind ends up trying to push something away or get lost in it, then you just notice that. So again, not excluding, we're just emphasizing, you could say, one of the guests for now. So in light of this, I invite you to begin by allowing the attention to come inward. Maybe closing your eyes or looking down at the ground, whatever feels most comfortable. And to begin, if it fits for you, by placing an altruistic intention for your practice today. As I mentioned last night, maybe something simple like, may this go to the benefit of all beings. I now invite you to feel the body sitting. And now allow for a quality of relaxation. Allowing the feet and the legs to relax. And it's just allowing them to relax. It's not making them relax. There might be an allowing the feet and legs to relax, and they don't relax, and that's okay. allowing the pelvic floor to settle downward and ease. Allowing the hands to relax and the arms. And making space for the shoulders to drop. Allowing for a quality of relaxation in the stomach, the belly, and the chest. And allowing the back to be upright yet relaxed. Allowing the jaw to loosen and the muscles in the face to ease. And then allowing the eyes to rest back into their sockets. And when you allow the eyes to rest back, you might feel another quality of relaxation come into the body. I now invite you to begin to contact the feeling of your breathing. And wherever you feel it most easily, and just the natural breath, so maybe the abdomen rising and falling as you breathe in and out, or the chest cavity expanding and contracting, or the breath at the nostrils. And just feeling the breathing. And if the breath is problematic for you, you might want to instead use the activity of hearing or feeling the body, the whole body sitting. If you notice anything pleasant about the feeling of the breathing, there might be something pleasant about the movement of that activity. To really savor it, to make much of it, to appreciate it. And if it's not pleasant, just to be with that. You also might want to put a slight smile on your face just to prime for that quality of pleasantness. You also might want to become curious about the details of the feeling of the breathing in a relaxed way. Feeling the very beginning of the in-breath, all the way to the end of the in-breath, and that small gap between the in and out breath. And then the very beginning of the out-breath, all the way to the end of the out-breath, in a relaxed, curious way. And then when your attention gets pulled away from the breath, it's just another guest to notice it, to maybe label it, oh, thinking, or remembering, or planning, or you might notice the emotion. Irritation, excitement, or it might be another sensation in the body. To notice it, take some time with it, and then eventually returning to the feeling of the breathing or the activity of hearing if that's your anchor. Just that simple. And now continuing on just like this, feeling the breathing, the mind gets pulled away and noticing, maybe noting what's going on, being with it for a while, and then returning to your anchor. Today you might want to explore incorporating some of these things I was sharing with you. Again, just this frame of being the door person, noticing the guests that come through. And as I said, remember, it's a bad analogy, because you can be a door person even when you find yourself in the restaurant, lost in that thought or that fantasy, or when you're shutting the door against that experience. Oh yeah, oh, this is what's going on, just like this. And that I invited you this morning to have this altruistic intention, just so quick, just that phrase, you know, may this go for the benefit of all beings. I find it helpful to take just a little bit of time, maybe not as much time as we did this morning, to allow for relaxation. And being okay if the body doesn't want to relax. Oh, so it's just like this. Oh, there's tightness in the back. Yep. Oh, it's even tighter now. Okay. It's like this. But I'm allowing the space for relaxation if the body wants to. And then the whole realm of pleasure, pleasantness, especially in whatever your anchor is, whether it be like hearing, noticing what's pleasant in that, or the breath, really savoring that. It allows our physiology to settle. And I do find just having a small smile on the face helps prime in that direction. I also find it helpful to have this curiosity about just the different aspects of the breath, the beginning and the end of the in and out breath, that little gap in between the in and out breath. And also really noticing the other guests, being aware of the sense of sometimes we can get so obsessed with the breath that we don't want to see the other guests coming through. A moment of noticing that thinking is happening or judging was just happening in the mind, that is a moment of mindfulness that's just as valid, just as important as a moment of mindfulness of the breath. Yes, we're taking time right now, as Joanna was saying, with this first foundation, feeling the body, feeling the breath, and noticing the other guests. A lot of this you can translate into the walking meditation. It's just the anchor is different. For me, it's the sensations on the bottoms of the feet that I really start to become curious about if I'm doing a slow walking meditation that Joanna spoke about yesterday. And again, I'm noticing what's pleasant about the sensations on the bottoms of the feet as those changing sensations as I'm walking. You know, slowing down to really have that curiosity. And when the mind gets pulled away from that, to notice that. And it doesn't mean I'm trying to shut out like sounds and sights. It's just I'm bringing more attention to the bottoms of my feet. And sometimes what I'll do when I'm doing walking meditation and the mind is just racing and lost, I find it so helpful just to stop wherever I am. Okay, let me just stop and notice what's going on, taking that time to notice what's been happening, and then begin again. Also, now as we begin to enter into the retreat further, to start to have a sense of no breaks. What I mean by that is, yes, if you have to take a nap after lunch or relax the body in some way, there's nothing wrong with that. So the importance of ease is really important. But just the willingness to be present, the willingness to be the door person when you're standing up, when you're coming, going out of the hall, when you're opening a door, when you're grabbing for something, when you're drinking that cup of tea, just the willingness in a really relaxed way to notice. It's that continuity, the willingness to have a continuity that really is going to allow this whole process to unfold. And most importantly, really holding this just with such a deep sense of kindness, a softness there. And then a few announcements. We'll begin these group practice discussions at 9:30, just make sure to take a look at the board to see where you're signed up. And if you're not in one of the groups today with Vinny, Joanna, or myself, you'll have a group practice discussion tomorrow.